I have talked to him about it, of course, in accordance with your instructions. And he said that he would talk to you before he contacted me back on it. And I also offered to assist him on the same basis that I have assisted you in keeping a crew on it or keeping it in operation.
I'd rather make some flat price with him, not be gambling on all these extra things, because whoever he gets to do it, he's liable to tell him, just go on and do it, fix the tanks.
Yes. Well, now, fixing the tank, he has, that is the ceiling, he has agreed that he will take care of that himself.
Well, what is it he wants us to gamble half and half with?
That is in case the corrugation in the upper part of the tanks would have to be replaced. That does.
Well, can we tell about that? Can we? Do we have any idea about it?
I had the airplane x-rayed a year and a half ago, and they said that it was all right at that time, as far as they could tell by x-ray. But the only way you can actually tell is when you go in and deseal it for this reseal, and then start picking at it with a sharp pointed instrument. It's an area that's, at least 24 inches by 60 inches. So any part of it could be bad, and then it would require replacement.
Well, just make him flat offer, give us $31,000 or something like that, and just stand on it and say, now, we don't want to get into these inspections, you inspecting everything. We've got the plane in good shape, we've x-rayed it, and we'll just... We'll take your flat offer, 31 or whatever it is, but then you've got some money there, extra $1,000 to pay for inspection, whatever you want to do.
Well, what I would do is suggest to him that that his paying for the inspection would be an expense item.
Yeah.
You might save a little money there by doing it on that basis.
That's what I try to do. I try to get us just a flat lump sum and get us out of it.
Yes. Well,
because we're going to have to pay in these things and all these trading around. I'd be inclined to tell him if he'd give us $30,000 cash, we'd just take it. And if he takes everything, we don't guarantee anything. He just takes it from there.
He understands that we don't guarantee anything. He just would want us to gamble with him on that tank seal. I mean, the top part of it. But there would be no guarantee.
What'd you ask him, 35?
Ask him 35, yes, sir. And there's a payoff on that. There's sales commission involved, and I was protecting myself also with it.
Well, now, will he give you, will he pay you a commission out of the 35?
My commission would come out of the 35, yes, sir.
All right.
And also the additional commission that goes in it.
What do you mean the additional goes in?
The doctor apologized to me. He said that he should have notified me first, but talking to a friend of his, he let it be known he was looking for Lodestar, and this friend jumped another airplane salesman out after him. I've sold the doctor three other airplanes in the past. He always called me.
So he's got to pay you a commission, him a commission, and give us 32.
Yes, sir.
And then he wants us to pay for the commission.
He only wants, if he does have to spend the $4,000 for the corrugation replacement, and that is an if. That's not a positive thing, but he would want us to pay half. Now, I haven't let him pin me down to anything. That's just a suggestion.
Why don't you just call him up and tell him that you can trade for him, but you want $32,000 and take care of whatever you get out of it. And if you don't, say, now I'll make you 31. If you don't want it, well, we'll go some other place, and we'll work on John.
All right.
I'd let him have it to 31 cash. Give yourself a getting out place in case John wants it for 31 so he can have first choice.
All right, sir. Well, now, if this man comes up with the money immediately, which he's capable of doing.
What is it, an MD?
Yes, but he is also married to the sister of this fat welder in Victoria. And, he is one of a group of people that went together in Houston in 1960 and raised $340,000 in about 45 minutes for the LBJ campaign for the nomination. He's very capable.
Never heard of that much being raised, but glad to know it.
I, of course, didn't know the figures or anything.
No, they're just talking. I tell him that you've got one fellow you got to check out, you got an obligation to, but we're here and we're going to be here tomorrow, and you think if he'll offer 31 that he can get it, and you let him know this afternoon if he's interested in doing it.
All right.
And then he does the inspection, he does everything. That gives him $1,000.
All right.
Less than he's offering, and that's $4,000 less than we ought to have.
Yes, sir.
Is that all right?
Yes,
and you let me know, and then when you do that, then you can call John. We'll locate him and ask him if he wants it 31.
All right, sir.
Okay.
All right, sir.